We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking downtown Manhattan in this next segment, and two guests joining us in studio, Gina Snyder, Executive Director of Downtown Manhattan, Inc. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again, and you've brought a guest with you here.
I have. I have brought Daphne McNelly with me, and what is your exact title?
I'm the Executive Administrator.
Okay. With
Attabus.
Okay. And you brought Daphne here because she's got kind of a neat pilot program that she's working on involving some sort of a new shuttle here. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we are going to get ready to unveil the District Loop. It's going to be a connector between the Blue Earth Plaza, downtown Manhattan, and the Aggieville District.
This is really exciting. You know, shuttles are, we've seen kind of some other things like that. I don't remember what it was called a few years ago, the little car that used to go around.
Dash,
that's right.
Yep.
So is it similar to that?
It's actually just an extension of our fixed routes, but we're just going to kind of bring it into Manhattan to promote maybe some downtown shopping, some visiting Aggieville, and also for visitors to have an easier way to leave their car at the hotel or park and ride to those busy areas of town.
Well, that's a good deal because, you know, parking is a little bit at a premium, especially in Aggieville. Yeah. Downtown has lost a little bit of parking with the platforms, but, you know, the walkability is really easy, and I think that promotes it even more.
Yeah, so in addition to that, we've also decided to go fare-free with this route and on Fridays and Saturdays throughout the remainder of the year. That'll begin on November 19th. So that also allows people at home to get downtown for free on the Attabus and then take the route.
Wow, what a neat opportunity. And this is a good way to promote shopping small, Gina.
I think it is. The other thing, too, for about the last decade, we've really been kind of pushing and educating the public about why it's important or that it is important to park and walk. And in downtown, we have over 3,500 parking stalls. I don't think people really realize that because so many folks just want to park directly in front of the store that they want to go into or the restaurant that they want to go into. But we're a small district. We're really only, you know, two blocks in the core, and then obviously we have the larger legal boundaries of downtown to include Blue Earth Plaza, but that's still only two blocks away from the core. So I think this is going to be exciting. I hope it takes off. This is just a pilot program, but I'd love to see it be a permanent fixture to where folks can literally use the parking garage for what it was intended to be used for, and you know, either go to Aggieville or do a little bit of shopping or dining downtown and then go to Aggieville or vice versa. So I think it will go a long ways towards what we've been trying to accomplish over the last 10 years.
Yeah, it really brings more connectivity to the city as well. I mean, you get downtown connected. Well, Blue Earth Plaza is almost downtown. I mean, kind of is.
It is.
Yeah, and then Aggieville is just up the road, not too far away. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Back in the day, we had a trolley between downtown and Aggieville, so this isn't actually a new concept. I think it's important that the general public, I believe Daphne refers to it as a choice rider. Somebody who just chooses to use it rather than someone who, or not rather than, but also, you know, there's two types of riders. That's probably the best for you to explain.
Yeah, I mean, there's riders who need this service because maybe they don't have a vehicle or maybe they're a multi-car family, but they need to share. And so a lot of people just use the bus because it's necessary. But this is something that's going to help encourage using the bus because it's fun. And it's a good time to get on the bus and go support local businesses and see more of Manhattan.
Now, will there be, like, signage or anything downtown?
Yeah, so we've got two new signs going in because two of the stops are new, one in Blue Earth Plaza and one in Aggieville. So you'll see that on 12th Street and then over by the corner kind of where they put the Santa sleigh. I think it's called Blue Earth Place is that road. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them will have little signs on our current signs that will indicate District Loop.
Okay, very good.
We'll also have a link on our website, downtownmhk.com. Where you can figure out the times and the locations to pick up the shuttle.
Yep. Buses run about every 15 minutes, so it'll be a quick loop.
And again, this will be on Fridays and Saturdays?
Yes, Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to that when it gets launched here real soon. And, you know, downtown's had a lot of things going on. I was talking before we got going here about how excited I was last Friday to be downtown with the parade and trick-or-treating. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was most fun we've had in a long time here in Manhattan. Oh. And kids got so much candy.
Yep. We purchased about 1,500 pieces of candy, and we have maybe 30 pieces left over. So wow. It's pretty crazy. But I love how much you love downtown, Brandon. You're always such a good supporter of downtown.
No doubt. And, well, there's so much fun activities coming up here that people can look forward to. We'll have another parade coming up real soon.
Yes.
That people can look forward to.
I'm working on trying to make this our holiday parade the largest in Kansas. We're pretty close. And we're at record setting numbers right now. So just want to, our parade is on Friday, December 3rd. It starts at 5:30 and it runs from the mall area along Points Avenue and ends up in Triangle Park in Aggieville. And this will be the 20th year for the parade. So that's pretty exciting. It was, we're looking for, I would love to have 80 entries. In 2019, we had 69 entries. So we're pretty darn close. In 2020, we had to have a modified version of the parade. So we only had 50 entries. But want to encourage anyone and challenge anyone to come out and build an awesome float. You can have a walking group, you can have a bike group, you can pull a traditional float, you can enter a vehicle. So there's lots of different ways to get involved. The only caveat is that you must be lighted. So it's a good time.
So if we want to drive the K-Man car in the parade, we need to have some Christmas lights on.
You
there.
Do. Okay. And you should be playing Christmas music.
Well, okay. Well, the K-Man has a Sunny logo on it as well, which is our Christmas station. So we'll keep that in mind.
Yes.
Here. That's 1 month from today, the Holiday Lighted Parade. Just
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hard to believe that. That's coming up real soon. And, of course, you got the Holiday Open House real soon as well.
Yep. That's the kickoff to our holiday retail shopping season. That's on Saturday, November 13th. And that runs from 10 to 5. This year, we have a punch card. So with a $500 basket giveaway. So if you pick up a punch card and go around to all of the participating retailers and get your card punched, you then get entered into a drawing to win like literally the most awesome basket of downtown giveaways. And it's usually more than $500, but we say $500. It's pretty amazing. I mean, we have $100 gift cards in this basket. It's great. Wow. So come out and always support our local businesses, always, year round. But when you're thinking about holiday gift giving, you don't need to get on Amazon and try to order gifts that way and wonder if you're going to get it from supply chain issues. Shop local, come downtown, look at your neighbors in the face and purchase what they are offering in their businesses. You're guaranteed to get it. So,
you know, one thing, so we have the chamber in here. We usually promote Little Apple Dollars this month, and that's a great way to, if you go purchase those from the Chamber of Commerce, which is right downtown.
It is.
You can take those and use them at any place downtown shopping.
Not every place. Not every place.
Okay, but most.
Yep. Or some. There's, okay. I believe the Chamber has a list of the businesses that are, that participate in that program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, yeah.
And if not, then gift cards will always make
absolutely
good stocking stuffers.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, anything else before we wrap things up here today?
We have another event, 12 Drinks of Christmas. Mm-hmm. It is a two-week-long pub crawl, essentially, and it's pretty neat. We have – they're all holiday drinks. You have to be 21 or over to participate because they – most all of them are alcoholic beverages. But they're fun. They're all holiday-related. So we have one that's called Mrs. Claus Guilty Pleasure – the Drunken Snowman. So it's a good time. The ticket is $10, and that allows you the opportunity to purchase those exclusive drinks. So they're not available to the public, just to ticket holders. And you have 2 weeks to get your passport completed, and then you turn that passport in, and we give you a commemorative glass. So pretty neat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Always something fun to do downtown here in Manhattan. Daphne, thanks for coming and telling us about this great pilot program, and good to see you again, Gina.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, it's going to wrap up our show here for today. Coming up tomorrow, NBAF and General Perry Wiggins will join us here as our normal Thursday, first Thursday of the month rolls in.